Blog Talk Radio.
Keisha has worked in the corporate world for over 15 years, and she is a licensed spiritual life coach and workshop leader. She believes we are all spiritual beings with unlimited potential, and she is here to inspire you to be confident and help you unlock your true potential. Keisha is also a licensed angel therapist, certified by Doreen Virtue, PhD. She enjoys teaching and helping you connect with your angels, and reminding you that you are never alone. Visit Keisha's website at www.birthofangels.com and her Facebook page www.facebook.com/birthofangels.
Hi, beautiful spirit, and welcome to my brand new radio show, The Power of Love 888. On Blog Talk Radio. I'm Keisha, your host, with my show that offers guidance to you and will inspire you to be confident and unlock your true potential. I'm so excited to be here with you tonight, and thank you for joining my show live. And if you're listening to this replay, thank you so much. So why the number 8? The number 8 is one of the numbers of love. In the 8, you can actually see the circle, which represents infinity. And we are infinite beings after all. I came up with a quote that goes like this. Love is like a circle. It never ends. It grows once it starts with thyself. I've created this show for you, so feel free to call in for advice, guidance, and if you need clarity on a situation, or you just need to listen to what's happening in your life today, I'm here for you. The number to call in is 347-850-8743. I'm a student and teacher of life, and I'm here to learn, share, and teach you. I'm a licensed spiritual life coach and angel therapist. I'm an author, and I'm in the process of completing my first book. So please visit my website at birthofangels.com or join my Birth of Angels community on Facebook, facebook.com/birthofangels, and also Twitter, twitter.com/birthofangels. For inspirational messages and to read my blog posts. This show is for you, so feel free to email me with your suggestions on topics you'd like us to discuss in the future. And today's topic is on self-love. This is one of my favorite topics because I believe self-love is the best medicine that you can give yourself. When you start to work on loving yourself, it creates balance, blessings, and miracles for your life. You might say, Keisha, how do I start this process of deepening my self-love? And I just want to share this quote from A Course in Miracles, which suggests, forgive thyself in order to love yourself. You know, we go through life sometimes just looking at the negative things about ourselves. Oh, I need to lose weight. This is not working out. And so we just kind of sometimes dwell on the negative things, and we judge ourselves. So, you know, you need to start by letting go judgments of yourself and just forgiving yourself of any mistakes that you've made. No one is perfect, so forget the past and ask yourself, how can I be more loving, kind, nurturing to myself today? Stay in the present moment and start creating your new love story with yourself now. Use your imagination, heart, spirit, and soul, focusing on the here and now. And all of those qualities actually go back to, you know, just being a child. Children do that naturally, especially with the imagination piece of it. As we get older as adults, sometimes we forget to use our imagination, and it's still important to bring, you know, further magic and miracles in your life. We need to use our imagination. Just like an artist gets a new canvas to express her or his creativity, as of right now, in your heart, pull out your new canvas for your life. Paint and express your love story to you. One of my spiritual mentors, the Dalai Lama, said, love is the center of life. And it surely is. I mean, Jesus was one of the greatest humans to walk this earth, and that was his message ultimately, you know, to love, be love, share love, and give and receive love, and not to discriminate and not to judge ourselves, you know, with ourselves and with others. So I thought that, I think that's important for us to remember. And then the Dalai Lama also shares with us that loving oneself is crucial. If we do not love ourselves, how can we love others? It seems that when some people talk of compassion, they have the notion that it entails a total disregard for one's own interests, a sacrificing of one's interests. This is not the case. In fact, genuine love should first be directed at oneself. So, I mean, we have the Dalai Lama telling us and sharing his wisdom with us on self-love. And it is so true. I'm also now going to share a passage on love from the book The Science of Mind by Dr. Ernest Holmes, John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. Love is the central flame of the universe, nay, the very fire itself. It is written that God is love and that we are his expressed likeness, the image of the eternal being. Love is self-givingness through creation, the impartation of the divine through the human. Love is an essence, an atmosphere, which defies analysis, as does life itself. It is that which is and cannot be explained. It is common to all people, to animal life, and evident in response of plants to those who love them. Love reigns supreme over all. The essence of love, while elusive, pervades everything, fires the heart, stimulates the emotion, renews the soul, and proclaims the spirit. Only love knows love, and love knows only love. Words cannot express its depth or meaning. A universal sense alone bears witness to the divine fact. God is love, and love is God. And just to touch a little bit on the paragraph here when it talks about the response of plants to those who love them. So as we know, they've actually done research on this. So you have a garden and you have a plant that you're tending to. The person that, you know, nurtured their plant, watered it, spoke to the plant, gave it attention versus the person who didn't pay attention to that plant in the garden and just let it sit there. They didn't water it, they didn't talk to it, they didn't touch it, they didn't nurture it at all. The plant died. And the plant that got the nurturing and the love survived, thrived, and looked beautiful. So, you know, that's just an example. Just imagine yourself as being that flower in the garden, and you want to nurture that. Now I'm going to play a song here, so just kind of a musical break, and imagine that you're singing these words to yourself. You might be saying, well, this is kind of weird, but it's actually an important part in the process to self-love. So join me in listening to this song by Chuck Holden, a dear friend of mine. It's called First Tune, and he is an international jazz and blues vocalist from Washington, D.C., and he plays across the USA and internationally. So enjoy.
Always be heard, even when there are no words. My heart knew your eyes played the first tune, the very first time. My heart knew your eyes and your smile played the first tune. our heartbeats keep the same time, and our life moves are the same line. Your rhythm are forever mine. I can still hear our favorite song. The first tune will always be heard, even when there are no words. My heart your eyes and your smile, play the first
enjoyed that. I know it touched my heart. I think I was a jazz singer in a past life. I just love jazz. So as the lyrics said in the song, my heart knew your eyes and your smile. And you're singing that to yourself. It's so beautiful. So, you know, jazz is just so sexy and sensual. I like it a lot. So self-love to me is the miracle medicine of all time for one's life. It helps to align and balance your inner, outer self, your mind, body, spirit, and soul connection. It is a foundation that needs to be worked on, and it evolves over time. The more time we spend on ourselves, the deeper our self-love grows. We then create a confident, loving, joyful, peaceful, strong, and independent person and spirit. You know, just like how we have to, you know, we have our career and we're focused, we want to climb that corporate ladder. We put all that time in, we take action, we execute in order to be successful. And I know that you're successful in your career and stuff. So now we want to bring some of those qualities back to working on ourselves as we do our self-development path. So I'll share my story on self-love with you. It started over 11 years ago. For years I noticed I was different, unique. And then one day I just decided to make an effort to accept and believe myself rather than questioning. I'm not like this person, I look very different, and I'm in a society whereby I may be the only one with the wild, crazy hair in the corporate world and so on and so forth. So I worked on it over time, and one of the main things I started doing was meditation. I just love meditation. I mean, this alone for me has been a lifesaver. It keeps me balanced, centered, and it fills me with strength and courage to live my life on a daily basis. Just when everything else might be toppling over, meditation keeps me grounded. So if you don't meditate, that would be probably one of the things that you want to put in your spiritual toolkit. Then around over 6 years ago, I came across Louise Hay, work with affirmations and mirror work, and Dr. Carmen Hara's work on karma and relationships, and among many other spiritual teachers. But those are the two that I'm mentioning right now because I think their work has been instrumental in my development. And then I started to take action with trying these different self-development tools, doing my mirror work, doing my affirmations, and these are things I still do today in my life. They've worked, you know, they've worked for me, and I know they can work for you. So I've never looked back since, and my life has been a beautiful experience thus far, and I look forward to creating more beautiful experiences, and I want you to be able to do the same. So feel free to call in and let me know what self-love means to you. The number is 347-850-8743. Now we're just going to continue. I'm going to teach you a little bit about the 12 steps to self-love. And they're quite simple. I like to keep things simple. Be willing to understand how to forgive yourself. I mean, well, that one might not be that simple in terms of sometimes we are hard on ourselves, but we've got to master this one. We've got to just put our mistakes behind us and move forward, because when we hold on to negative energy and judgment on ourselves, we're only holding ourselves back. Accept yourself as you are is number two. Be comfortable in your own skin. Number four is being gentle with yourself no matter what you're going through, whether it's an uncomfortable situation, a dark moment in your life. Number five is learn not to judge or criticize yourself. Number six is don't look for self-gratification outside of yourself. So that means that whatever it is that you're passionate about or you want to do in life, don't be seeking approval and just go for it. Or else, you know, if we're always looking for opinions outside of ourselves or somebody to give us that go-ahead, then sometimes we'll never get the things done that we need to get done or that we want to get done or that we desire, our heart desires. Number seven is know that you are enough. Gain an understanding that you're made perfect and in the image and likeness of God. That's number eight. And this one's really, really important because this touches on the spirituality part. And, you know, we are God. We're part of God. So the God self and the divinity in us is very, very important to recognize that. Don't look to other people to make you feel fulfilled. And number 10 is be your authentic self. You know, you are who you are. Be proud of it. Don't try to hide who you are. Just be that. Be you. And number 11 is let your spirit laugh and be silly. This one's important. It brings us to our inner child. Sometimes we think that we've gotten to a certain age, we're older, we can't act silly, we can't do things like we used to do when we were children, but we have to lighten up. And, you know, it's really nice to just, you know, bring out that childlike, trait in us sometimes. And then number 12 is get in touch with your sensual side. You know, set a bath, light some candles, and go into the bath and just relax. Put some Epsom salts or your favorite essential oil, lavender, or whatever it is that you feel that you need or you want to experience. That's just a way of showing love for yourself and nurturing yourself. So, yeah, so hopefully you enjoy those 12 steps and you can start, if you're not doing them already, you can start looking into trying some of them to just deepen that self-love for you. I just want to share a quote from the movie Interstellar. Love transcends time, space, and dimensions. We really just can't put any words to that statement and to love, you know. Now we're just going to take another musical break, and this song is by Chuck Holden, Fly Me to the Moon. Again, you're singing this song to you, so sit back, relax, and just let these words soothe your heart.
Fly me to the moon so I can sing among the stars. I want to see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, my darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song so I can sing forevermore. You are all I want for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Thank you. young so I can sing forevermore. You are all I want for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and a rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been singing, for you I've written a song. To make sure you know what I've been playing, I'll translate as I go alone. Come on and fly me to the moon. I want to sing among the stars. In other words, yes, in other words, with words and music I've been playing, for you I've written a song. To be sure you know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Come on and fly me to the moon, and let me sing among the stars. In other words, I love you.
Wasn't that lovely? And you singing to you, I love you, and Fly Me to the Moon by Chuck Holden. Now we're just going to cover, I'm going to cover six tips on how to start working on improving your love for you. Start a relationship with yourself. You might say, Keisha, how do I do that? You know, like I prefer to just hang out with my partner, hang out with my husband, hang out with my family, hang out with my friends. But, you know, in order to deepen your connection with yourself, you need to spend quiet time, quality time with yourself. And also, on the other side, to live out some of your dreams and passions with you first. Do the things you enjoy doing. Don't wait to do your passions with someone. You know, something as simple as going to the movie that you really, really want to see. No one can make it. Well, just go. Get your popcorn and, you know, go on your own and sit and do that. I've done that a few times, and it's quite enjoyable. Go on a picnic with yourself. Pack your favorite snacks and beverages. Just go ahead and do it. Don't feel awkward because you're going by yourself. And, you know, enjoy your own company. If you can't enjoy your own company, how can anybody else enjoy your company? So stop trying to seek going outside of yourself. Be your own company first, and then, you know, once you're comfortable in your own skin and comfortable in your own company, you know, branch out. Take the time to travel to the place that you've been longing to visit. Number two is communicate with yourself. Speak to yourself in a gentle tone. Say nice things to yourself. Affirm, I'm a sexy goddess. I'm a handsome king. I love you. I'm love. I'm lovable. Now I just want to touch high level on the key things to keep in mind when creating your affirmations. When you're writing affirmations that you want to be effective and powerful for you, make them personal. Begin with I am, I know, I let. Write them in the present tense as if they're happening now. Example, I am love. Use active language verbs which indicate action, your experience occurring as you speak. Use feeling language, words that induce the emotional experience you desire. Keep them short, one sentence, easy to remember, easily repeatable. Use personal terminology, words that are important to you, words that evoke the appropriate experience and feeling within you. Be specific and refrain from outlining. State what and leave out the how. If your affirmation doesn't feel right, keep rewriting it until it does. You may find that creating affirmations can help bring out hidden, untrue beliefs, creating an opportunity for you to work these and release these beliefs. For instance, if your response to your affirmation is no, or that will never happen, then you have a belief that's silently of sabotage and creation of your desired experience. And this is important because it touches on the emotion side of what you're affirming. So we want to make sure that, you know, you are feeling out and touching base with the right emotion. If you've never done affirmations before and you want to start doing them, do it for a minimum of 40 days because it takes time to shift out the old beliefs from your subconscious mind. And, you know, you're trying to create a habit as well. So these self-love habits you'll be developing should really be with you for life. I'm constantly saying my affirmations, mostly first thing in the morning and at night before bed. And sometimes I do it throughout the day as I feel called to do so. Why? Because it helps me to remember where I want to be, and that it's flowing with the positive vibrations as much as I can. Because as you and I know, there are negative stuff happening around us daily at work, around the world in general, in people's lives, in our lives. So we need to do our best to stay on that love train and be positive. Number three is listen to positive, uplifting music to infuse that energy of love in your body, mind, spirit, soul. Make your playlist with your favorite love songs and sing it to yourself. Maybe you're doing your chores around the house and you want to just, you know, sing out loud as you're playing your favorite music. Very, 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 that's one way of, you know, really tapping into that love for self. And it makes your spirit feel good and feeds your heart's desire. Just like I told you tonight, to listen to the words, lyrics of the music I was playing earlier, I imagine you're singing these loving words to yourself. I can do it, and so can you. Also, dance with yourself is number four, and number five is create love rituals with yourself. Use mirror work, number six, to deepen your self-love. Look at yourself in the mirror when you wake up in the morning and say, I love you. Or if this is uncomfortable for you, start by saying, I'm willing to love you, or say your name, I love you, Keisha. This exercise can be quite emotional, so let the emotion come through. Cry if you need to. This means that healing is happening at that moment. The shift is starting to happen. This is a beautiful experience, and you connect with your heart and love for you. It is important to note that as you're starting to take more action on your self-development path and deepen your self-love, our good old ego will step in. It will start to chime in because it notices that you're doing new things. Just be aware of it and have a loving conversation with your ego, saying that you're doing fine, you're starting to make some changes, and there's nothing for you to fear. And affirm, I am safe, all is well. So whenever the ego starts coming in, it's going to go against what you're trying to change. It's going to make it seem like you're doing something wrong. It's going to put you into judgment of yourself again. Just be gentle with your ego and have a nice conversation. And here's a quote by myself. Know thyself, love thyself. I'm just going to cover a few items coming up next for Birth of Angels from me. I'll be teaching a virtual VIP teleclass on how you can bring more abundance into your life on Saturday, June 13th. And it's called How to Become a Money Magnet. Visit my Facebook page for details, facebook.com/Birth of Angels, and my website at birthofangels.com. And on Tuesday, June 23rd, will be my next radio show, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the information will be on my Facebook page and my website. So I look forward to, if you didn't get to call in tonight, or I look forward to you connecting with me on my next radio show in June. And now we're just going to get ready to wrap up our show. And I'm just going to close today's show with a short meditation on self-love. This is one of my published pieces in a collaborative book project with Elizabeth Harper and Kathleen O'Connor. The book is called 365 Days of Angel Prayers. My angel prayer on self-love, and it's on the date of March 28th. Just relax and close your eyes. Dear angels, teach me to know I'm a beautiful embodied spirit with unlimited potential. Please help me to increase my self-awareness each and every day. Fill my mind with positive thoughts and remove all fear and self-doubt. Put me in perfect alignment with my spirit and help me to live life from my authentic self. Through the process of forgiveness, feed me with the best medicine life has to offer, self-love, by showing me how to forgive others and in the process set myself free. Please reawaken my soul with your angel touches, kisses, whispers, and guidance. I call on you to plant the seed of unconditional love within my heart center. Cleanse my body, in particular my heart, mind, spirit, and overall, of all negative thoughts about myself. Teach and show me how to value myself and not to seek approval from others. Thank you for healing me through this time in my life. Thank you for your love and support and guidance, infinite love and gratitude, and so it is. Thank you for joining me on tonight's show, The Power of Love, 888. This show is with Keisha, your host, Love and Light. Namaste. I look forward to connecting with you on my next radio show in June. Take care. Namaste.